Why I'm Not a Carpenter. Each time the carpenter, with a sharp rap, sets a nail, then wangs it head and shaft into the tan flesh of the wood, and slips the hammer back into the leather belt, I think of Achilles casting his spear so fast it pinned the Amazon queen and her horse together, as a man might impale some innards on a spit. Each time he sinks a nail, he says below his breath, "Mm-hmm," as if to say, "Yes, that will do," then sets and sinks the next. Yes, he's my brother, but it's enough to make me want to whack him one as I jag my cuts and ding the wood and warp the nail and skew the screw. His rhythmic hammerings make perfect stress, tap, 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 tap. But half my mind's trying to write a poem, so my hammering's a mess, like the failed lines I mouth below my breath, until a hopeful phrase sends me scrabbling for the flat, fat-tipped carpenter's pencil and a square of plywood, something about swimming at Spy Lake after work. White flashes diving from the canoe and concentric moonlight like rippled music, and lake water turned to black vinyl, and my body the needle that moves within the groove. I wanted to write something about the shout ripped out of the mouth by joy, the strangeness of being a being channeled through time, pierced by the needle of right now, and the way we kill our life by living it, and the song of all we were unraveling behind us, the song that plays as a record spins to its end, and the sorrow of that, and how I still sing in the shower. That's the poem I wanted to write, but that was 20 years ago, and every line I wrote that summer went into the scrap and sawdust pile. And all that sun-moist morning, I hoisted the pickaxe and made it sing on asphalt, sank post holes, fucked up cuts with a skill saw, thought literary thoughts, and screwed up. And since I was more a poet than a man, my brother sent me to buy studs at the yard 10 blocks off. And when I got lost in Boston and hours later dragged in like a bedraggled sailor, the crew just laughed and went back to their tasks. And it's time to tell the truth. That was 30 years ago. And I've gone on to other crafts, the way today I take the pen shaft in my hand and cast my mind into the void, and with each line I give a little huh of joy. And you don't have to tell me how, after he bragged about his feet, Achilles removed the queen's helmet, and her blonde hair spilled free in strands of light, and her goddess face shone, and, pierced himself, he fell to his knees and mourned the beauty he'd killed with his great shaft. I know it's not heroic to fix my mind to the page in lines like a butterfly pinned and dried. And I know just this of carpentry. Once the house is built, the rut sets in. But since making is what I have, I make what I can out of this long unmaking with what tools I have at hand, now that my power tools are powered down and covered with a powdering of dust, now that my yellow leather carpenter's belt has stiffened, its pockets stuffed with nails long turned to rust.